The Diamond WNBC Finals is coming up this weekend, Saturday, Silver Dollar Fairgrounds, and of course Mark Chestnut right after the show. And one of the things that the Bull Ride is famous for, and they're doing it again this year, it is Tough Enough to Wear Pink on Saturday night. And Rebecca Chenelou with the Enloe Regional Cancer Center is with us in the studio this morning. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you doing?
So before I talk, we talk about what Tough Enough to Wear Pink is and the event you're doing at the Bull Ride. What is the background? How did this whole Tough Enough to Wear Pink phenomenon start?
Well, it was someone in the rodeo business who had to deal with breast cancer and realized that there just wasn't enough awareness out there in the cowboy community that one out of eight women and men also are affected by breast cancer. It really touches everyone, and they decided to use the rodeos and bull riding events to raise awareness about breast cancer by having the cowboys come out wearing pink and inviting everyone to come to the show wearing pink and doing things at the events that help educate people about the importance of early detection and local programs that raise awareness about breast cancer.
Now, we were talking a little bit off the air about how many people breast cancer really affects. And once you started rolling some numbers off, it seemed like everybody.
Pretty much everybody knows somebody who's dealt with breast cancer. And a lot of people have had a mom or a daughter or a sister or an aunt who's had breast cancer. And, it makes it really personal.
Progress on the healing front, on the prevention front, where are we at on this?
There's always lots of stuff happening in terms of the medical side. But, I'm the cancer support program coordinator, and what I'm about is dealing with all of the emotional, mental, financial, issues that come up around dealing with cancer. And that's what Cancer Connections at Enloe Cancer Center does, is offers those kinds of support that is different than just the treatment, which is really important. It has to happen. But, all these other things are happening. It affects the whole family. And so that's what Cancer Connections does. And then it's also a fundraiser for the Think Pink Team of Butte County, which is all the different organizations in the area that are working together to raise awareness about breast cancer and how early detection of breast cancer is the best way to beat it. So there are going to be events in October for, underinsured or uninsured women to get mammograms. And information about that stuff will be at the bull riding also.
Okay, now you said there's a couple of new things. There's certainly one new thing that kind of piqued my interest a little bit about the Tough Enough to Wear Pink this year at the NBC Finals.
We're going to have a Tell Us Your Story booth. I sit out there every year and have people come up to me with stories that just move me so much. One year a guy walked up with a big pink ribbon tattooed on his muscly arm and told me the story of his mom's fight. And I said, this year let's try to catch some of those stories and find ways to use them to encourage people who are on the journey. Stories of courage and always stories of love that just help you realize that in spite of how hard cancer is, there's also, it's an opportunity for people to show how much they care and show what they're made out of.
And there's always somebody around who can probably emotionally help you if you're well.
That's what you're hoping. And if you haven't got that person, you're looking for that person. So I think we all try to be there for each other.
We are looking. I'm looking forward to that. Now, you did want to mention some volunteers that are doing a really great job helping you guys with
yes.
Tough Enough to Wear Pink.
I couldn't do this without the College of Ag at Chico State. They send out 18 to 20 volunteers that run through the stands and, get the energy up and just make it a really fun event. And they've done it every year for me, and I really appreciate it.
And we'll see them kind of probably wandering around with the pink boots?
With the hot pink boots, yeah. That's the way we get your donations, and it's a lot of fun, too. I hope people will dress up. We've had people come out with their beards sprayed pink and
ooh,
wearing pink cowboy hats and, just whatever you've got. And we'll be pinning people with pink ribbons as they come in. It's fun.
It'll be it's a great event and a great cause. And thank you, Rebecca, for giving us the lowdown and kind of the heads up on what all's happening.